Pioneer Valley Radio is proud to present another installment of Brad Shepherd Today. Here's
Brad Shepherd.
Almost that time again. You bonus back an hour. Hey, Shepherd here. Thank you very much for joining us here on Pioneer Valley Radio. And it's almost time for daylight savings to end. You know, the first Sunday of every November, we gain an hour back. Not a moment too soon. In 2023, that's going to be November 5, 2 a.m. You're going to have to set your clock back to 1 a.m. Now, there are states that don't participate in daylight savings, and those states are Hawaii and Arizona. That means sunrise on that day is going to be 7:28 a.m. instead of 8:28. I don't want you to get thrown by any of this. UFP Site Built. This is a UFP Industries company. Very happy to announce the grand opening and ribbon-cutting ceremony of its new establishment, which is located at 301 Griffith Road, and this will be the 27th of October at 11 a.m. The mayor, dignitaries, and members of the city council will join in these festivities, marking yet another business opening in Chicopee, so please have our congratulations. The new move comes right after the city council provided UFP Site Built, a nationwide leading manufacturer of wood and non-wood components for the construction industry. The space at 301 Griffith Road stood vacant since December of 21, previously occupied by Leone Wire. All right, here's a teachable moment for everybody here in wonderful Massachusetts. In the Bay State, as you know, we have a vocabulary really all of our own, particularly when it comes to colloquial slang. Now, much, if not all of it, originates in Boston, but it tends to carry on right throughout the state. And this is a primer. I hope it helps. This is a list of some of the most popular words that can be heard throughout Massachusetts. Beat. Beat is crappy, unpleasant, or ugly. Example, she's beat. Chucklehead. That's a local idiot. Down cellar. Now you have to pronounce this down cellar. And this is a contraction of down in the cellar. It refers to being located in the basement. Elastic. That's a rubber band. Field day. This is a situation in which the involved participants are taking advantage of having an energetic time. I dropped the $5 bill and the bums had a field day. See what I mean? Frap. This is what some might erroneously refer to as a milkshake. Same thing goes for a grinder. That's a sub or a hoagie sandwich. Hardo. Someone who's trying too hard, often pronounced hotto, another name for a try-hard. Icebox or fridge? Well, it's obvious that's a refrigerator. Jimmies. Those are sprinkles on ice cream, sometimes specifically chocolate sprinkles. Masshole. That's a derogatory term for any resident of Massachusetts, especially in Boston. It's also popular in New Hampshire and Maine, and now sometimes worn as a badge of honor by lifelong residents of the state, especially when visiting northern New England. Packy, also packet, package store, or booze barn. That's a liquor store. Massachusetts law requires alcohol to be sold in a sealed package, leading to the term package store, which is eventually shortened to packy. You going to go by the packy? You know. Ripped, that means very angry. Sick, that means amazing or awesome. Supper, often pronounced suppa, that's the third meal of the day. U-ey, that's when you make a U-turn while driving, sometimes called a U-dog. Almost always used with the verb bang. Hey, you want to bang a U-ey up here? Wicked, very or occasionally cool, used indiscriminately, and that can modify anyway. Yuh-huh. That's a very determined yes. See, I hope you were taking notes, because now if you familiarize yourself with all of this, you are speaking Massachusetts. And as we all learn, the value of a second language is important. Children served by Brightside for families, and children will be the recipients of annual Hope for the Holidays toy drive. It's a three-day event coming your way, and it'll begin on Friday the 3rd of November, and continue Saturday, November 4, at the Walmart on 591 Memorial in Chicopee. And during those 2 days, new unwrapped toys, gift cards, and monetary donations will be collected from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. Sunday, November 5, the motorcycle run portion of the event will begin from Walmart to Mercy Medical at 299 Carew in Springfield at 11 a.m. The entry fee for the ride will be a new unwrapped toy per rider. Toys collected during the event will also be distributed to needy children through Lorraine Soup Kitchen and Pantry in Chicopee. Former Chicopee Police Chief William Jebb has been arrested. This was last week in Ludlow. This occurred Friday night when Jebb was charged with an OUI. His case was continued until December in accordance with the Valor Act. Now, that's an act that allows veterans with otherwise clean records to enter a pretrial diversion program rather than the criminal justice system. Jebb retired as chief of the Chicopee Police Department in 2021 after more than three decades with the department. And how about those onions? Well, that's coming right up after Mark Auerbach. Mark?
The Keep It Fresh Quartet opens the Westfield Athenaeum Springfield Chamber Players season on October 26th. Keep It Fresh is an ensemble comprised of Springfield Symphony Orchestra members, including violinist Beth Welty, violist Danny Rimoni, cellist Joel Wolf, plus flutist Jill Dreben. And they'll perform a program of works by Gordon Jacob, Mozart, Kathleen Hoover, Carlos Simon, and Dvorak. For details, westath.org. The Rocky Horror Picture Show will be screened at Pittsfield's Colonial Theater on October 28th, and the Berkshire Theater Group is turning it into a party with host drag queen Nancy Nogood. Come in costumes. For details, berkshiretheatergroup.org. The Multiband Pops, UMass Department of Music's signature event featuring the Minutemen Marching Band, will be held November 3rd at the Fine Arts Center. The Pops coincides with Homecoming Weekend. Multiple bands, ensembles, and music groups perform. For details, fineartscenter.com. The Hartford Symphony Orchestra announced that their music director, Carolyn Kwan, has signed a new 3-year contract extension that will continue her commitment to the Hartford Symphony through the 2026-27 season. Maestro Kwan was chosen as the Hartford Symphony's music director in 2011. For details, hartfordsymphony.org. Frances Perkins, A Woman's Work, a play about the mother of Social Security, written and performed by Jerise Hansen, will be performed at Indian Orchard Citizens Council on November 14th. For details on that, springfieldlibrary.org. Bill Brayton, who established the sculpture program at Hampshire College, will exhibit his work through November 17th at the Rhodes Art Center at Northfield Mount Hermon in Gill. The Conway resident and NMH grad was dean of Hampshire School for Interdisciplinary Arts, who is now a professor emeritus of art. For details, nmhschool.org. For Pioneer Valley Radio, I'm Mark Auerbach.
Thank you, Mark. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention are investigating a 22-state salmonella outbreak that has infected people, and so far, 15 people have been hospitalized. No deaths have been reported. CDC interviews with sick people and traceback data show that the onions processed at Gill's Onions will be the source of the outbreak. Gill's voluntarily issued a recall of its bagged pre-cut onions at the center of the investigation. The recalled items include diced yellow onions, diced celery and onions, diced mirepoix, and diced red onions. So far, only one reported in Massachusetts and none in Connecticut or New Hampshire. Well, thank you very much for being with us on our program. I hope you're with us the next time we visit here on Pioneer Valley Radio. And our thanks to our good friend Mark Auerbach for his Arts Beat report. I'm Brad Shepard, and we will talk again.
The proceeding was a presentation of Pioneer Valley Radio. Copyright
2023.
All rights reserved.